You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Block Party. I'm Matt.
And I'm Eric.
And today we're celebrating the 2000s. A few weeks ago we did the 80s, and a few weeks before that we did the 90s. So we're moving up straight to the 2000s today. Interesting decade because it's the year that, or the decade rather, that most of us here were growing up during, and it's where our sort of love for music began. So we got a lot of our sort of favorite songs on this list, listening through middle school and, you know, and all those fun times. So our first song is by NSYNC. It's from the year 2000.
You can't have 2000s without NSYNC.
Exactly. And title of the song is Bye Bye Bye. Here it is.
Once again, that was Bye 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 by NSYNC from the year 2000. Like we do with all these episodes, when we're running through a decade, we do songs year by year. And so we have two songs for you from the year of 2001. The first one we're going to play for you is Island in the Sun by Weezer. And here it is.
Come
All right, so that was Island in the Sun by Weezer from their 2001 album, The Green Album, another self-titled album. And Eric, what's up next?
So next up, we have Why Georgia by John Mayer. It's one of my favorites by him, and you do know I'm a big fan of John Mayer. So,
I do, yeah.
So this is Why Georgia. It's off of his 2001 album, Room for Squares. It was blanking me, but I hope you guys enjoy.
Inside the gloom, four more exits to my apartment, but I am tempted to keep the car and drive and leave it all behind, 'cause I'm in my head.
And that was Why Georgia by John Mayer. And our next song from 2002 is going to be Sunday Morning by Maroon 5.
And that was Sunday Morning by Maroon 5. And we are zooming right along the 2000s here. Moving on to 2003 for the song Hey Ya by Outkast. Here it is.
Thank God for mom and dad for
That was Hey Ya by Outkast from 2003, and we're going to move right along to 2004. Our next song is from a band that is one of my personal favorites, Green Day. This is off American Idiot, their album from 2004. This is Give Me Novocaine and She's a Rebel, and hope you enjoy. We'll be right back.
hurricane.
And we are back. That was Give Me Novocaine and She's a Rebel by Green Day. I'm Brian. I'm sure you've heard me on the show before. I went for a run, and so I had to get a shower, so I'm a little late. But the next song we have up is Dirty Little Secret from my favorite childhood band, All American Rejects. So this one definitely has a special place in my heart. So here it is, Dirty Little Secret, All American Rejects from 2005.
My time.
we are back, and that was Dirty Little Secret by All American Rejects from 2005. It's 4:33, which means it's time for a PSA. This one is Separate. Use different cutting boards so that bacteria and raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces or other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. So if you're just joining us, this is Block Party. We are running through our favorite songs from the 2000s, and it's kind of surreal, Brian, that like we're listening to all this music from our childhood. This is the music we grew up with, right?
Yeah, it is actually really interesting. You know, like stuff like, you know, All American Rejects. I remember how that was my big thing back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. I listened to that album Move Along like 1,000 times. So yeah, it's interesting. It is kind of a throwback to our childhood. And it's also interesting to see how our tastes have changed, and also how the music has changed over the years. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. And speaking of the music changing, we're gonna move right along to 2006. This is a song that from a group that everyone here at Block Party, even those who aren't in the studio today, we all really enjoy their music, and they keep coming out with new music we love. This is Panic at the Disco and their song Time to Dance.
All right, so that was Time to Dance by Panic at the Disco. That's from their first album, entitled A Fever You Can't Sweat Out. A lot different from their, I guess, more modern music, especially their newest album, but really shows how a band can kind of change over time and, you know, develop all these different styles, and you know, I happen to like a lot of them with Panic at the Disco. Next up is a band that has done a similar thing throughout their career, Fall Out Boy. Sort of moving from like the more classic sort of punk rock to more pop and electronic sounds. And this is from their older days. This is Thanks for the Memories from 2007. So we hope you enjoy.
I'm gonna make it bend and break. Say a prayer, but let the good times roll. In case God doesn't show. And I want these words to make things right, but it's the wrongs that make the words come to life. But who does he think he is?
If that's the worst you got, better put your fingers back to the key.
You know it's what you're good at. The low road for the fast track. Maybe
Those last two songs were Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy, and the one you just heard was Dear Maria, Count Me In by All Time Low. All Time Low is kind of like that, you know, the same kind of feel. The same kind of feel as All American Rejects. Sort of like the, you know, we both grew up listening to that, and it's nice to hear that too. So those songs were from 2007, by the way, and we're going to move on to 2008. We have two songs from 2008, both with completely different feels, but I love both of these songs very much. This first one we're going to play for you is The Man Who Can't Be Moved by The Script. Hope you guys like it.
Going back to the corner where I first saw you. Gonna camp in my sleeping bag, I'm not gonna move. Got some words on cardboard, got your picture in my head, saying, if you see this girl, can you tell her where I am? Some try to hand me money, but they don't understand.
Back, that was Man Who Can't Be Moved by Script. Next up, we have another song from 2008 from The Killers called Human. Wonderful song. So here it is, Human by The Killers from 2008.
came down the line, up to the platform of surrender. I was brought, but I was kind. And sometimes I get nervous when I see an open door. Close your eyes, clear your heart. Cut the cord. Are we human? Or are we dancer? My sign is vital. My hands are cold. And I'm on my knees looking for the answer.
That was Human by The Killers from the year 2008. Just to remind everybody, we have one song for you guys left, unfortunately. But to run through the playlist that we went through today, we did one or two songs from every year in the decade of the 2000s. From 2000, we had Bye 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 by NSYNC. 2001 was Island in the Sun by Weezer and Why Georgia by John Mayer. 2002, Sunday Morning by Maroon 5. 2003, we played Hey Ya by Outkast. From 2004, it was Give Me Novocaine and She's a Rebel from Green Day. 2005, we played Dirty Little Secret by the All-American Rejects. From 2006 was Time to Dance by Panic at the Disco. From 2007, we played Thanks for the Memories by Fall Out Boy and Dear Maria, Count Me In by All Time Low. From 2008 was The Man Who Can't Be Moved by The Script and Human by The Killers. And our last song for you guys is from 2009, and it's All the Right Moves by One Republic.
someone that could sound like you.
Alright, so that last song was All the Right Moves by OneRepublic from their 2009 album entitled Waking Up. Unfortunately, that brings our show to an end. We hope you enjoyed running through the 2000s this week.
We got a really exciting show for you next week.
We do. Next week is quite possibly our last show of the semester because it's our last week of classes, unless we decide to do one during finals, which is still up in the air.
It could happen.
But in case we don't, we are going to do our Christmas show next week. Ooh. So everybody tune in to hear your favorite holiday jams, some old ones, some new ones, and the in-between. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So we hope to see you then. But for now, this has been Block Party. I'm Matt.
I'm Eric.
I'm Brian.
And we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.
See you guys.